5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And if you fall, and you're probably going to fall, you just get back up. All right? Once you get up from laying in the gutter, wherever your gutter is, for months and weeks and years at a time, when you get up, that doesn't mean you're never going to fall back down again. What it means is you got up the one time, it means you can get up the next time. And the next time. And the next time. And you keep getting up till you go fall down.
When you feel like giving up, please remember one thing. This version that you are going to become needs you to hit this last rep. Just one more rep. Because this hard time was what molded you and formed you to become this version of you that would accomplish all of the goals at the next iteration. So think of it like this. Your future self is looking at you saying, come on, one more time, just keep going. Don't stop. You are almost here to me. So this is why we don't give up, to honor the version of us of who we're going to become.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but I don't care because somebody does. They think you're soft, homie. They think you're weak. They don't respect you. They look at you and they see fear. They see mediocrity. You're the one they point and laugh at. And it's been like this for so fucking long, it's about time you flip that switch. People like them exist because people like you exist. It's because they feed on you to survive. You got two choices in this life. You either accept the cards you've been dealt and let life beat the shit out of you, you dig your heels in and you fight the fuck back. You've been complacent for too long, bro. Lace them up, put the gloves on and start swinging back. Cause I'm gonna start swinging with you. I believe in you, dog.
Stop spending time on things that don't matter. Do the work you've been avoiding. Do the things that make progress.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What are you saving yourself for? I get it. This workout is hard. This training is hard. This practice is hard. This workday is hard. And you're getting to that point where you're feeling extremely challenged. And so you decide to hold back, to reserve some of that energy, to reserve some of that effort. I'm going to save it. But what are you saving it for? What are you saving yourself for? You're going to go to sleep that night. You're going to get to restore that energy. So why would you not empty out everything you can possibly give in the day? Why wouldn't you push yourself to your absolute limits? Those willing to risk going too far could possibly find out how far one can go. So when you get tired, when you get to that point where you feel like stopping because it's challenging, what are you saving yourself for?
I'm not motivated. I'm obsessed. Obsessed with every part of the process. I've romanticized every aspect of it. The process of understanding who I am, what I'm here to do, and how to do it. And I put it in simple terms on purpose, because I've found that the more words you use to describe something so deeply complex, the more you water it down. I know at least part of you understands, not because we live a similar life, not because we share the same beliefs, but because we both possess a soul that comes from the same origin. The soul is what allows us to feel at the deepest level. It translates what is beyond our capability to logically process and allows us to feel it in its purest form. I am obsessed because I feel life. I am immersed in it because I believe evil disguises itself in your own thoughts. It will whisper that your vision is too unorthodox, too far-fetched to be real, and it will make you believe that doubt is your own. But what is pure to the soul, what resonates at the deepest level, needs no rationalization, no analysis, no justification. It only needs to be accepted, felt, and embraced. When you do this, when you surrender what is true within you, you will be guided, not by temptation, not by deception, not by the manipulation of evil, but by the undeniable pull of your soul.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you not understand that the more comfortable you get, the more uncomfortable life gets? The less action you take, the more consequences you have. The more you let those bills pile up, the less work you put in, the more food you eat, the fatter you get, all these things are gonna start piling up on you, bro. And bro, I know you weren't built to be average. You were built to have riches. You were built to have the body you want, the physique that you want, the dreams that you want. You were built to have these things, and yet you're content with being average. At the end of the day, the keys are in your hands, bro. It's on you to go make the shit count.
I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. You could get hit by a bus next week. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time. Stop killing your potential by thinking and doubting. You guys have dreams. We got a world to change. You got money to make. Get your butts out there and go do it.
The answer of when should I is almost always right now. Nobody has been happy that they've sat on something that's been eating away at them in the history of life. The answer's now.
There is no competition in being successful because everyone else is preoccupied with being a professional and making excuses. Eating healthy is not expensive, but people lie to themselves to the bitter end about that, all just to avoid a bit of effort. Everyone's got 30 minutes to an hour a day to set aside and work out, but God forbid we put some time into being a little bit uncomfortable. We know exactly what to do to be better. But we know exactly what successful people did to get to where they are. And if you happen to be a part of the 1% that actually follow suit, congrats on the free pass to the top.
Bro, start over. Just start over. It's a brand new day. It doesn't matter who you were yesterday or last week or last month or last year. It doesn't matter if people know you to be a certain person or to have certain personality traits. Who do you want to be today? What personality traits do you want to have today? What do you want to value today? What a lot of people don't realize is that at any point, you can just change who you are. You can go from being selfish to being selfless. You can go from being undisciplined to being disciplined. You can go from being a complete asshole to being kind. All of that is a choice. All of that is within your power. Zero people on earth are stopping you from doing that. It is your own discomfort. It is your own unwillingness to change. You are the only person stopping you from embodying the traits you want to embody and being the person that you ultimately want to be. There's a lot of you have no control over. This is one of the things you do. If you are not behaving like the person you want to be and you are not doing the things that the person you want to be would do, that is on you. So if you don't like what's going on, start over.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die. Our legacy will live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's gotta be built right. But we gotta take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. It's like life itself, man. You go after things, you triumph. Even if you fail, you get back up and you continue to try and fail, continue to try and fail, and ensuring you never fail to try. Because nothing's impossible. It's just a spelling of impossible. It's spelled impossible.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are two versions of you, the one you are now and the one you could have been. The version of you that stayed disciplined, the version of you that didn't make excuses, the version of you that chased their potential, that used every hour wisely, that didn't let fear, doubt, or procrastination hold them back. Somewhere, in an alternate reality, that version of you exists. And the real question is, how far away are you from them? How much time have you wasted? How many hours, days, years have slipped through your fingers because you told yourself you'd start tomorrow? How many moments have you spent scrolling, avoiding, waiting? While that version of you was out there building, learning, growing. You don't get that time back. But you do have a choice.
Time is the one thing you can't get more of. You can make more money. You can rebuild relationships. You can recover from failures. But time, once it's gone, it's gone. The biggest mistake people make is thinking they have more of it than they do. They say, I'll get serious next year. I'll start working on my goals when I'm ready. I'll focus when the timing is right. and suddenly, years are gone. You look back and realize that the only thing stopping you from becoming who you were meant to be was you. The time was always there.
You just chose to waste it.
The regret of wasted potential. If you could meet the version of yourself that never wasted time, how would that conversation go? Would they be stronger? Would they be wiser? Would they have the life you always dreamed of but never committed to? And more importantly, what would they say to you? Would they look you in the eyes and say, "You had the same opportunities I had, the same hours in the day, the same potential, but I used mine, and you didn't"? That's the kind of regret you don't want to live with. The regret of knowing that you could have been so much more if you had just stopped waiting. Stop lying to yourself. The most dangerous lie you tell yourself is, "I have time." Number you have right now. That's it. The future isn't guaranteed. And even if you live a long life, every day that passes is one less day you have to become the version of yourself you are meant to be. You have to wake up. You have to get honest about the fact that every wasted moment is a choice. A choice to stay the same instead of grow. A choice to delay your potential. A choice to settle for a life that is less than what you're capable of.
You keep waiting for motivation. You keep waiting for the perfect moment. Let me tell you something. It's not coming. You will never feel fully ready. The perfect moment will never appear. The only way to become the version of you that doesn't waste time is to move before you feel ready, to take action before you feel like it. Because action creates momentum, and momentum destroys procrastination. Get ruthless. About your time, successful people, they don't have more hours in the day than you. They just protect their time like their life depends on it. Because it does. Look at your daily habits. Look at where your hours go. How much time are you spending on distractions? How much time are you spending complaining, scrolling, watching other people live their lives instead of living yours? Now imagine if you took back even half of that time and put it into building yourself instead. Who would you be a year from now? You don't need more time. You need to stop wasting the time you already have.
Live with urgency. Most people don't realize how short life is until it's too late. They coast through life as if they're going to live forever. But the truth is, you don't have forever. If you knew you only had 1 year left to become the best version of yourself, how would you live? Would you waste time? Would you delay your goals? Or would you attack every single day like it was your last chance to become everything you were meant to be? Because the reality is, you don't know how much time you have. So start living like it's running out, because it is. Make the choice right now. At the end of the day, this is your life. No one is coming to save you. No one is going to force you to get serious. You either decide to become your greatest self, or you let time keep slipping away. Right now, in this moment, you have two choices. Stay the same. Keep wasting time. Keep waiting. Keep living beneath your potential. Commit. Right now. Today. Not tomorrow, not next week. Now. Because the version of you that could have been, they're waiting for you. And every second you waste is another step further away from becoming them. Make the choice. Be who you were meant to be.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Time's so precious and it's fleeting. Minutes turn into hours and hours turn into days and days turn into months. And that's it. And so whatever it is that you want to do, you don't have time. Take advantage of every second. Don't allow yourself to get to a point where you're looking back at your life and saying, I wish I would have done this and I wish I would have done that. Don't get there.
Whatever you do, bro, don't give up. I know shit may feel like it's hitting the fan right now and nothing's going your way, but don't you dare give up on the dreams that you know you're meant to have. Your story could be somebody's blueprint. Just don't give up. Simple as that, bro. Just do not give up. One foot in front of the other. Keep pushing. Every single day, take the risk or lose the chance.
Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. And it takes great courage to step across that line. The easiest thing in this world of ours is to stay comfortable. We are looking for people in this, in our society, who step out of that and face challenge.
You don't need more time. You need more focus. You don't need more resources. You need more resourcefulness. You don't need more motivation. You need more discipline. You don't need more luck. You need more strategy. You don't need more support. You need more belief.
The things you want to do, go do them. You win, you lose, you succeed, you fail. At least you made the effort. You should play the damn game. Play it. Play with everything you got.
Deep down inside, you're a little bit scared. You don't know if this is going to become a reality or not. And that scares you. So what's the best alternative? Don't give your best. Why don't I give my best? Because if I don't give my best, I can always hide behind the statement of, if I gave my best, I could beat everybody. And you know it's not the truth. So you watching this, you got one of two choices, if you've said this before. If you really did give your best and you became the best at what you wanted to do, is it worth it? Does everybody in your family benefit from it? So why not go find out? Because if you don't, maybe secretly you are so scared, you're just trying to conceal it by giving that statement of, if I really wanted to, I'd be the best, because it's such a warm, fuzzy place to hide. So now, answer that question for yourself. If you really wanted to, and you gave your best in what you're currently doing, where would you be a year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now?
A lot of us out here are pushing real hard, but we're afraid to go to that dark side. In your mind, when you push real hard, you have this door in your mind. And a lot of us don't want to open that door. Once you open that door, you're in a tunnel. It's a dark-ass tunnel, and you can't see it. There's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain, If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more of yourself.
I would say that not only you want to stop being scared and do that thing that you don't know if you can do or not, but you know what you got to do is you got to start taking the steps now. Because when you're 18 years old, your life seems like it's going to last forever. And I will tell you right now, it's not going to last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day. And the next thing you know, you look up and you're 36 years old, or you're 44 years old. And that time's gone. You cannot get it back. You cannot get time back. So those dreams that you have, those goals that you have, don't put them off another second.
It was to remind you that you were born to do something great with your life, to tap into something in you that's been there all the time, and you tap into it sometimes, but that somehow you decide today, I'm gonna walk a little different, I'm gonna talk a little different, I'm gonna feel it, I'm gonna live my life, I'm not gonna wait around, I'm gonna outwork everybody, I'm gonna do one more. If right now is the final chapter of the story of the book of your life, are you satisfied with all the chapters where you're like, no, wait, hold on, don't take me yet. I'm gonna write it. I'm about to write the chapter. Which would it be? And if the decision is, man, I would like to write another chapter. I would like to get to it. Here's the good news. You get to. I don't know how long you get, but you get to. You get to write another chapter. And what I believe is that if you put your head down, if you get focused, if you stop worrying about what everybody thinks, if you start pursuing that person you are capable of, if you start competing, if you start doing it out of love, if you start honoring your family or the people you care about, with the efforts you make every single day, you will find the emotion we're all looking for in our life, which has been there all the time.
You can hope, you can wish, you can dream, you can say you're gonna, but the reality is, until you start stacking wins day by day by day by day, nothing's going to happen. The game is played one day at a time. And if you have the capacity to wake up today, go through the entire day, do everything you're supposed to do, be smart enough to figure out what the actions of a winner look like, and execute on those for one day, that means you can do it again the next day. And that means you can do it again the next day. You have exactly what's required to win at the highest level you could ever possibly win at. It's about stacking wins in a cumulative fashion over the course of time. And when you do that, winning is undeniable.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to lead a better person. You have a better understanding of yourself. You have a better understanding of your purpose. But if you don't take that trip and the darkness comes visit you, it's a guest that will never leave.
They're not going to understand you, bro. They're not going to understand why you skip parties. They're not going to understand why you stop drinking. They're not going to understand why you stay home to work on a Saturday night instead of hit the club. They're going to ask questions. They're going to make comments. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to make you feel like you're the problem. And that's okay. Because one day it's going to become very obvious why you did it. You see something that they don't. You see a reality that they don't think is possible.
You're trying to achieve something that they think is reserved for the lucky few. And when you do achieve it, they're going to feel very stupid because they're going to wish that they had spent their years chasing a goal instead of chasing a high.
Obsession beats talent every single time. I've never seen it in my life where even an extremely talented person beats the most obsessed individual who looks at their goals and decides to go after them with everything that they have. So the question is, are you obsessed?
Winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as Mika Arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you had. If you lose, at least you tried. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man, and someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you are, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it, I beat it back. Energy's never lost, transfer. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. You're like, where else am I capable of? Where else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? Where am I running from? I don't need to. What else can I overcome? You face your fears, you become the person you want to be. You run from your fears, you're not living. You're alive, but you're not taking the freedom. You're not running the day. The day's running you. You always be the fucking servant, not the master, guys.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-day. But understand this, life is hard. There are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
This ain't you, bro. This ain't you. You weren't born like this.
You've made no progress. None. You never moved. You might even be further from your goal than you were.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot. You were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You got to tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential because you're one of the ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it.
Covered. And you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth as you rise above what you were. And as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
If you find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential. It's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because then failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion. Success does not define us. We define it as success.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. In each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels. I want more fucking levels.
Sometimes when you're in a dark place, You think you've been buried, but actually, you've been planted.
You choose your damn sacrifice. Because the sacrifice is inevitable.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And all of us have this conflict going on at all times inside of us. And it's between two forces. And the first force is your survival instinct that's been with us for thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. Once this inject into you fear and doubt and worry and anxiety, it wants you with fight or flight. And that's kind of your voice of fear and your inner critic. And that's really loud. That voice is in your mind all the time. And then there's another voice, the second voice. And that voice has been written about and talked about by philosophers for thousands of years. And that voice has been called many names. It's been called your intuition. That voice is a little quieter. And that voice isn't in your head. A lot of times it shows up in your body. It shows up in your heart, your gut, your chest. You feel that. And unfortunately, that first voice really drowns us out a lot of times. And the thing is that the voice of fear will lead you to a life that's too small. And you know this. You already know this. And the reason the way that you know this is you feel this. You feel this conflict, this dissonance and tension when you're in that position, when you're doing something that's too small. If you want to reach full power in this one life of yours, it's in the second voice. It's in the voice that's the real you.
So if your false identity says that you're a loser, you're a deadbeat, you're not deserving, you're a failure, you're not worthy, you will find evidence in the world to reinforce that. If your identity then says, I'm a winner, I'm deserving, deserve happiness, abundance, joy, success, and I will always find evidence in the world to find that. It starts off with rewriting your story. Be specific about how you want your life to look in the categories that matter. Write down specifically what you want your life to look. And then once you write that down, go, what are the habits that this month needs to have in order to bring that story to life? When you bring that story to life, the false identity sheds and the new identity is developed.
It's a long grind and it's totally worth it because it's not about where you get, it's about who you become in the process of getting there. And when you quit, you'll never meet that person. The hard part of quitting is not just that you lost your dream. That's bad. Worse is you're never going to meet the man or woman you could have been had you pursued it. But what is even way better than you think it will be is who you become in the process of getting there and being proud of you. And I could tell you, the things you'd be most proud of is the fact that you lasted, is the fact that you got up after you quit, is the fact that you go, you know what? I did quit, but I'm getting back. I'm getting back up. I lasted. I'm tough. I'm resilient. I'm mentally tough. I innovated. I pivoted. I improved. I grew. I fought. I clawed. I competed. I won. That's way better than you think it is. It's way better. Man, remember that when I almost quit? Remember that time I was down for a while? Remember when that person said this? Remember when that controversy? Man, that one would have knocked anybody. Remember when that person stole from me? Remember when that person did this to me? Just so you know, everything you think probably bad will happen, probably will, and worse. And that's what makes it so sweet when you last.
Live your life at full power. And I believe that that power is already inside you right now. And that the way to access that power is through your second voice. And your second voice is not just the path to accessing that power, but it will also show you where to direct it to have the biggest impact that you're going to have in this world. That voice speaks to you in the language of energy. That's how you know what it's saying. So go toward that energy and make a promise that you will constantly move in the direction of the thing that gives you energy, particularly the thing you knew you would do if you knew you wouldn't fail. That voice wants you to go all in. I want you to experience yourself at full power. So make a promise that you will not wait, that you will not utter the words, not now, but you'll go all in with wherever you are in your life right now. I used to think that there were millions of decisions that we would make and that life was really complicated. I think that I've realized if you want to live at full power and feel the full magnitude of what you can do in this one life that you have, that there's really only one decision. Which voice will you listen to?
I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration. Everything about your life, about your body, grows. Your cells regenerate, your hair, your nails, everything grows for your entire life. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. So get out of your head. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it.
Human being has to have a sense of purpose. The feeling of no purpose is suicidal. So what people do is they create a false sense of purpose. Their false sense of purpose will be attention. If I get so much attention from people and so much recognition, then I'm fulfilled. But then you can never realize that you can never get enough attention. It's an individual. You had a purpose in life. You had something you were meant to achieve because you have a unique DNA, unique genetics, and unique parents, a unique experience. Something about you is truly original and weird. And to the degree that you mine that weirdness and your uniqueness, you can become fulfilled. You can create something beautiful and lasting.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We live in a world obsessed with perfection. The perfect body, the perfect career, the perfect relationship, the perfect life. We scroll through social media, flipping past polished images, filtered moments, and curated stories. It's all so easy to get caught up in this illusion of perfection. That if you just get everything right, just line up all the pieces, then success and happiness will follow. But here's the truth. Perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a moving target that you'll never quite hit. And the more you chase it, the more you waste time trying to get everything just right, the further you'll drift from your real goal. Because perfection isn't the goal, progress is. We are conditioned to think that we need to have everything aligned before we can move forward. We wait for the perfect moment, the perfect plan, the perfect circumstances. But while we're waiting, life is passing us by. The version of you who has the life you dream of isn't the one waiting for things to be perfect. It's the one moving forward, no matter how imperfect the journey looks. The problem with perfection is that it paralyzes you. It keeps you stuck in the planning phase, in the research phase, in the thinking phase, forever refining, forever adjusting, never doing. You wait for the moment when everything aligns, but by the time it does, you've lost so much time that it hardly matters. If you're constantly waiting for things to be perfect, you're wasting your life away. You're stuck in a cycle of waiting and doubting. You tell yourself, I'll start once I have this figured out, but that day never comes. The truth is, you'll never have it all figured out, and that's okay. The only thing that matters is that you start. Even if it's messy, even if it's imperfect, the only way to make progress is to take that first step, even if you don't know where the second one will lead. Perfection is about control, about seeking something that is impossible to hold on to. But progress is about moving forward. It's about learning, growing, stumbling, and getting back up. Progress is messy, raw, imperfect, and beautiful all at once. It's about taking action, even when you're unsure. The people who achieve great things are not the ones who waited until everything was flawless. They're the ones who were willing to move forward even when they weren't ready. They acted. They made mistakes. They learned from them. And each small step, each decision, each action, however imperfect, added up over time. They didn't worry about getting everything perfect. They just focused on getting better. And that's the key. Progress isn't about reaching perfection. It's about becoming better than you were yesterday. Every day is an opportunity to grow, to evolve, to take one more step forward, even when it feels like progress is slow. Because the small, consistent efforts you make today are what build the foundation for tomorrow's success. There's freedom in progress. It's about giving yourself permission to grow without needing to have everything perfect. It's about embracing the discomfort of starting before you're ready, of taking that first step, even if you don't have the whole plan figured out. You don't need the perfect blueprint. You just need the courage to move forward. Perfection keeps you stuck in a dream world, one where everything is idealized and nothing real can ever happen. It's a world of waiting for the right conditions, the right opportunity, the right timing. But progress forces you to deal with reality. It forces you to confront where you are, accept that you're not perfect, and keep moving anyway. Life isn't about creating a perfect image of yourself. It's about growing into the best version of who you already are. And that growth doesn't come from waiting. It comes from doing. It comes from learning through doing, through failing, through adjusting, and through keeping your focus on progress, not perfection. In the end, it's not about being perfect. It's about being better than you were yesterday. Each day, you get one step closer to the person you're becoming, not because everything aligns perfectly, but because you keep moving forward despite the imperfections. The road will never be perfect. The plan will never be flawless. The conditions will never be ideal. But the magic happens when you start anyway. The moment you stop waiting for the perfect time is the moment you begin to create your own opportunities. So stop waiting. Stop trying to make it all perfect. Start moving. Start doing. Start learning. Let go of the idea that everything needs to be flawless, and instead, embrace the mess, the progress, the beautiful, imperfect journey. Because progress, not perfection,
is what gets you where you want to go. Every step, every effort, every imperfect action you take brings you closer to the version of yourself that you've always dreamed of becoming. Perfection is an illusion. Progress is reality. So focus on moving forward, no matter how small the steps. Because the person you want to be is out there waiting for you. Just on the other side of every imperfect action you take today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you know what happens the minute you were born? You start to fucking die. And as you grow up, time and gravity and the elements put a stress on your system. And every day that you get up, there are forces working to wear you out. This is just called life. We have to constantly battle against the breakdown of our own strength, our own energy, and our own mental capacity. And you know what I'm trying to say by telling you this? I'm trying to tell you that being tired is part of the fucking game. Okay? So it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being fucking tired way more than you're not tired.
Just imagine yourself from a year from now. Hey, the future you from a year from now. And you just made these simple choice shifts, as I call them. You start choosing your peace. You start choosing your joy. You start choosing you. You start choosing your worth. Above everything, everything else will fall into place. Because the greatest feeling in the world, God, the greatest feeling in the world is execution. The greatest feeling in the world is doing what you said you were going to do. There's no greater feeling in the world. Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired.
We don't rise to our ambitions, we fall to our standards. So you don't have what you want, you have what you are willing to accept. The key to life is not necessarily to just raise your ambitions, it's to raise your standards. What you need to do is set higher standards for yourself and refuse to bend. Force life to bend to your will, and you do that by raising your standards. It's the ultimate key to success.
Jim Rohn used to have this phrase, he said, success leaves clues. He said, if there's anything you want in your life, don't assume that somebody has some special gift. They may have a gift, but they probably developed most of it. And if you sow the same seeds, you'll reap the same reward.
Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is, and that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble, and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing, and that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. So build a life. Don't live one, build one.
Be the damn disruptor. Stop talking about the same things that happened to you. Stop talking about that person that did you wrong, okay? They moved on with their life. That was a point in your story. That was a chapter. You have more to be written. You still got breath in your body. You can do something about it. You can turn that situation that was supposed to break you to build you, I promise you. But you gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself.
You might want something. You might want a better life. You might want to have a fit and athletic body. You might want to have a better relationship. You might want to start making more money and win your financial freedom. You might want to have better self-control, self-mastery. You might want to have greater confidence. Whatever those things you want, they're on the other side of the enough is enough moment that you must have.
Saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life is built by tired people. But if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You can still act. You can still execute. You can still work. And you can still be successful.
But they're normal people that knew they needed to make a change. And they decided they were going to make a change, and then they made it. And that is what I do. And that is what you can do too. If you have something to change, if you want to change something, change it. Change it now.